Damaged and blighted buildings will be torn down, streets and sidewalks repaved, new houses built, a park and other public properties improved in Maple High Six Corners, a low-income neighborhood still struggling to recover from the historic 2011 storm. Springfield Housing Director Jerry McCafferty says a lot of planning went into securing the federal tornado recovery funds and the final approval to spend the money. Bids will now be solicited to do the actual work.
Lots of this is construction. We're looking to have things ready to go as soon as the thaw happens. So, you know, this will all be probably April work, but we're doing all the bidding and the other paperwork kinds of things necessary to have shovels in the ground in April.
The work includes construction of 15 new single-family homes. The new Brookings Elementary School is part of the plan. The city will purchase a former parochial school for use as a new public middle school. Nathan Bill Park will be refurbished. In addition to repairing damaged streets and sidewalks, some streets and intersections will be reconfigured to improve traffic flow. Most of the work will be concentrated along the so-called Central Street Corridor, where a number of buildings were left boarded up and vacant after the storm.
While we've gotten most of the tornado-damaged housing, there's still distressed and blighted housing in those neighborhoods, so we'll be removing those.
Tornado recovery in the Maple High Six Corners neighborhood has lagged behind other parts of the city because property owners lack sufficient private insurance coverage. The federal block grant awarded to the city is intended to help distressed areas.
It turns into sort of the silver lining of this. This was, particularly Six Corners, a very distressed neighborhood, and we are really getting a chance to redo the core of Six, or one of the core areas of Six Corners. So it really will transform that neighborhood, we think, and take it out of, we're hoping to move it out of the category of distressed.
Details of the tornado recovery project were announced in August by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal.
It is really ambitious, and it's going to call for everybody to, in chorus and in unison, to say that we're going to go forward with this pretty bold plan.
The plan includes elements taken from the Rebuild Springfield Master Tornado Recovery Plan, which was published 6 months after the tornado and was the product of considerable public input. Jim Bartlett and other neighborhood residents attended three public hearings to fine-tune the plan for spending the federal money.
We are excited. You know, we've worked for a couple of years, like I say, on this, and to be able to go and see it to come to this stage, that's, you know, as far as we're concerned, that's 90% the way there, and at least we know what's going to happen because we've heard promises before.
The $13 million must be spent in 2 years. HUD allocated an additional $9 million for a second phase of recovery work. Plans for that are still being formulated. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.